chúng ta nói đã thể được tốt cấm là cái kinh mạnh.
This time let's read today's scripture reading.
Bài cấm là kinh mạnh hãy do hòm phúc giam hay thầy sập giấc chương. Thầy sập thách tôi thầy giả lọc chị nhìn hầu thầy xám chập cẩu tôi thầy xây chập lục chuyện.
Today's scripture reading is taken from the Gospel of John, chapter 11, verses 17 to 26, and then verses 39 to 46.
Nó ở trên này là dùng Quảng Đông hóa, khải diện các phong tiếp tục, nên là dùng Vinh Mạnh lại đọc.
We'll first read this responsively, first in Cantonese, and then in English.
Do phong thầy 11 chương, thầy 17 chương, giả số tàu liệu, tàu chí tàu lá xa lộ trời phần mô lưỡi, ý kinh xây xin liệu. Có hữu chế dầu thai nhân đòi hoan mã tài và mã đề nga, vì yêu tha mừng cho hình đầy ngon vầy tha mừng. Mã tài tôi về sâu xuyên, chỉ à, nếu giờ chủ trời trẻ lợi, và hình đầy chứ bất sĩ. Ngài chẳng hầu tâm bó, chẳng nạp chứ khắp lệ. Về sâu xuyên, lấy hình đầy biết nhìn phục vụ. Giê xu đối tha thuyết, phục vụ trời ngọ, sinh mệnh giả trời ngọ, sinh ngọ đích nhân, suy nhiên tỷ liệu, giả biết phục vụ. Thứ 39 thuyết, Giê xu thuyết, lấy mình bá chặt cầu nổ khói, nã sĩ nhân đích chị tê mã đại đối tha thuyết, chủ à, tha hiện tại biết chỉ thâu liệu,因为他死了已经四天了。他们就把石头挪开，耶稣举目望天说：父啊，我感谢你，因为你已经听我。说了这话，就大声呼叫说：拉撒路出来！就对他们说：解开，叫他走。那些来看玛利亚的犹太人，见了耶稣所作的事，就多有信他的，但其中也有去见法利赛人的，将耶稣所作的事告诉他们。
John chapter 11 verse 17. When Jesus arrived at Bethany, he was told that Lazarus had already been in his grave for 4 days. And many of the people had come to console Martha and Mary in their loss. Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if only you had been here, my brother would not have died. Jesus told her, your brother will rise again. Jesus told her, I am the resurrection and the life. Anyone who believes in me will live even after dying. Verse 39. Roll the stone aside, Jesus told them. But Martha, the dead man's sister, protested, Lord, he has been dead for 4 days. The smell will be terrible. So they rolled the stone aside. Then Jesus looked up to heaven and said, Father, thank you for hearing me. Then Jesus shouted, Lazarus, come out. Many of the people who were with Mary believed in Jesus when they saw this happen.
Những người chúc phúc đọc và nghe câu
God bless the readers and hearers of His word.
咁嘅时候，大鹿哥可以落去下边儿童崇拜，冇 ，OK， 冇，家冇 ，OK。程牧师今日传讲嘅信息系耶稣是复活与生命的主。
The title of Reverend Wilson Chang's message is Jesus is the resurrection and the life.
Lazarus's new life shows and proves Jesus' power over even death.
拉撒路的新生命证明了耶稣的权力是胜过死亡。
You know, this raising of Lazarus is one of many resurrections from the dead in the Bible.
拉撒路的复活是其中圣经里面描述了很多次的复活其中一个。
And like those other resurrections, they foreshadow, they point to Jesus himself.
好似其他嘅复活嘅事件一样，佢哋预示咗耶稣基督自己嘅复活。
And in particular to his last weeks here on earth，
特别系佢喺地上面生活嘅最后一个星期。
You see, Jesus embraces death fully at the cross。
耶稣喺十架上面正正嘅面对死亡。
And he defeats it。
佢胜过佢。
And he stands triumphant before the grave。On the first Easter morning,
在第一个复活节的早上，他站在自己的坟墓面前是得胜的。
Our text this morning, John 11, explains that in verse 25.
在我们今天早上看到的经文第25节已经讲了。
Jesus responds to Martha, I am the resurrection and the life.
他回应马大的说话，我是复活生命。
And so I'd like for you all to consider something with me this morning.
所以今天早上，我想同你一起去思考一啲问题。
If Jesus rose from the dead,
如果耶稣从死里复活，
then you'll have to accept all that he says.
你就要接受佢所有所讲嘅说话。
In other words,Jesus is rising from the dead changes everything. Everything.
换句话讲，耶稣的复活改变了一切。
If he didn't rise from the dead, why worry about anything he said?
如果他没有在死里复活的时候，那为什么要担心他所讲的呢？
So the issue before you and I today is this.
所以你和我今天面对的问题就是，
It's not whether you and I like Jesus' teachings.
不是说你和我喜不喜欢耶稣所讲的说话。
The issue at hand for you to consider is, did he rise from the dead or not?
你要考虑的就是耶稣基督究竟有没有复活。
And that's how the first hearers felt when they heard reports of the resurrection of the dead.
就好像现在当中的人，他们第一次听到有报告说有人在死里面复活。
Because they knew, just like you know, that if That was true.
因为他们知道，如果好像你知道一样，如果这个是真的时候，
It meant they could not live their lives any way they wanted.
他意思就是说，他们不可以活住他们任凭他们自己意思的生活。
It also meant they didn't have to be afraid of anything.
同样的就是说，他们不需要惧怕任何的东
西。 Not terrorists.Not cancer, not financial calamity, nothing.
不再怕恐怖分子，不再怕癌症，不再怕经济的危机。
There was, if Jesus rose from the dead, there's nothing to fear for first century Christians or 21st century Christians.
如果耶稣从死里复活的时候，第一世纪的基督徒不需要惧怕，二十一世纪的基督徒也都不需要惧怕。
Please consider with me this morning. If Jesus rose from the dead, it changes everything.
请你和我今天早上一起去考虑一件事，如果耶稣基督从死里复活的时候，一切的事都改变。
And I'd like to look with you at four aspects of that from John 11 this morning.
在约翰福音第十一章里面有四方面我想和你一起去看的。
Firstly, the challenge.
第一就是个挑战。
Second, the reasons.
第二就是那些原因。
Third, the examples.
第三就是例子。
And fourth, the cause.
而第四就是个起因。
First, the challenge.
第一是挑战。
You see, if you here this morning don't believe, you don't believe in a resurrection, you say, Wilson, that's nonsense. People don't rise from the dead. That's nonsense.
如果今天早上你是不相信复活的时候，你对牧师讲话，冇乜可能，冇理由嘅人点可以复活呢？
I have some historical questions for you to consider.
我有几个历史性嘅问题想问你。
And if you already do believe, I hope you pay attention and ask yourselves as well as your friends and family these historical questions.
如果你相信的时候，你都可以去问一下呢啲自己呢啲问题。
Because it is not enough. It is not enough to simply dismiss the Christian teaching about the resurrection from the dead.
我哋唔可以就咁嘢就抹过话基督教讲到人死里复活呢个教导。
You just cannot say it just couldn't have happened.
你唔可以就咁话，嘿，冇可能发生嘅。
You must give an alternative explanation about the explosion of the Christian church in the first century.
你一定要对于第一世纪基督教嘅兴起，对有一个另外一个解释。
For instance, why? Why did Christianity emerge so rapidly with so much power after Jesus rose from the dead? Why?
点解耶稣基督喺复活之后，第一世纪基督徒基督教的教会兴起得咁快，咁有能力咧？
History tells us there were other messiahs, other bands and groups of people in that century.
历史讲俾你听，喺嗰个世纪里边有好多嘅人宣称自己系尼赛亚，好多嘅人去跟随佢，好多种嘅人。
None of them concluded that their leader rose from the dead. None of them.
冇一个人话佢哋嘅领袖系从死里复活。
So why did this group say that is so?
咁點解基督教呢一班人話佢哋嘅領袖復活？
Because no group of Jews ever before worshipped a human being.
因為冇猶太人曾經去崇拜過人。
What led them to do that? Jesus was there before them, fully man, fully God.
耶穌係一個完全嘅人，一個完全嘅神，站喺佢哋嘅面前，點解佢哋會拜呢個人呢？
What led them to do that?
有乜嘢原因令到佢哋咁样做？
You know, Jews did not believe in divine men. They did not believe in individual resurrections of the dead.
佢哋唔相信一个人会有神圣，佢亦都唔相信一个人可以喺死里边复活。
They were just like Martha. They believed in the general resurrection at the end of time, the resurrection of the righteous.
佢哋就好似马大一样，佢哋只系相信。在世界终结的时候，所有的人都会复活，是所有的人。
I'll show you in a moment. Martha didn't believe that Jesus would raise Lazarus from the dead.
我一阵就给你看看，马大不相信 Lazarus 复活。
And the question that I have for you is, do you believe?
而我给你的问题就是，你相不相信？
What changed?The first century Christians, what changed the Jews? What changed their worldview overnight? Overnight!
有乜嘢改变咗第一世纪呢班嘅犹太人佢哋嘅世界观咧？喺一晚里边就改变咗咁快。
How do you account for the hundreds of eyewitnesses to the resurrection of Jesus who lived on for decades?
你又点样去解释话咁多嘅人佢哋？目击了耶稣基督的复活，同时是这么多年去见证。
Publicly maintain their testimony that Jesus rose from the dead, eventually giving their lives for that. Why?
同埋点解佢哋公开嘅去宣称耶稣基督嘅复活，甚至乎系将佢哋嘅生命都俾咗出嚟
？Would so many people die for a hoax?
会唔会有咁多人只系为咗一个谎话而送上生命呢
？Why do Christians today give up lucrative careers to proclaim Christ in faraway places and around the world？
点解今日咁多基督徒放弃咗佢哋咁好嘅工作，去到世界各地去宣扬呢个福音
？Who forsake comfort? Who forsake safety? Who forsake money to do this？
佢哋放弃咗佢哋嘅舒适，放弃咗佢哋嘅安全，放弃咗佢哋嘅金钱，系咁样做。
Now nothing in history can be proven in a laboratory.
在历史书里面的东西你不可能在实验室里面证明出来。
You can't put the resurrection from the dead under a microscope.
你不可以将从死里复活这件事放在显微镜下面去观察。
But we can say this. the resurrection of Jesus is a historical fact. It's fully attested. It's more fully attested than any other ancient fact in history.
但有一件事我们可以说的就是说耶稣基督的死里面复活这件事在历史的历史上更加多的被考证比其他历史的事实更加多。
You must answer that question. How is it that the birth of the church exploded? Exploded after spontaneous growth after the resurrection of death. Why?
你一定要去回答一个问题，为什么在耶稣基督复活之后，教会这么快兴起出来？
Every other reason flies in the face of what first century history tells us. You can ask any scholar.
你问任何的学者，他们都会讲，他们给你的原因都不能够证明。
The resurrection of Jesus has the most evidence for explaining the birth of the Christian church.
耶稣基督的复活是一个最好的例子，去证明了为什么，即是解释了为什么教会可以兴起。
Here's the problem that you and I have when we're approached with that.
你和我有这个问题，只可以问。
It's called bias. We're biased to miracles. We didn't have to take philosophy 101 to be biased against miracles.
我们有一个偏见，就是对于这个神迹有一个偏见。
And that short-circuits us. It short-circuits us to look carefully at the evidence.
这个偏见促使了我们不能够小心地去看这个证据。
Because instead of working through the answers, leading us to conclusions, we just say, so what? I don't have to give an alternative explanation. So what?
我们不会去很小心地去回答每一个问题，我们只是很草率地就说，那又怎么呢？那又怎么呢？
So what? I can't think of an alternative explanation of the birth of the church besides the resurrection of the Christ.
你说我除了耶稣基督复活这个解释之外，我没有其他的解释，那又怎么呢？我没有第二个解释了。Wilson,
the resurrection just couldn't have happened, period.
他说牧师啊，这个复活这件事就是不可能发生，就是不可能的。
First century people have the same thoughts that you have.
第一个世纪的人和你都有一个这样的看法。
Just like Martha. In our text, she didn't believe.
就像我们看的经文里面，马大不相信。
Jews back in the first century found the resurrection just as inconceivable as you and I.
第一世纪的犹太人，就好像我们现在这样，对于复活这件事是很难去接受。
So the only way anyone back then or now embraces the resurrection is to challenge your worldview that miracles could not happen.
他们唯一可以面对这个复活这件事实的时候，就是挑战你，就是说这个神迹不可能发生。
Back then they had the same trouble. They had the same trouble as you and I have.
在当时他们都有这个难题，好像你和我现在有一样。
Yet the evidence, both of the eyewitnesses and the changed lives of the Christians, is overwhelming. The evidence is overwhelming.
证据就是说，当时的人他们的生命完全改变，这些证据是很明显的。
Let me give you one more bent on the challenge here. If you can't believe in the resurrection from the dead, you should. You should want to believe it's true.
如果你不相信复活这件事是真的时候，你是应该是想相信这件事是真的。Because
as I look out in this room, I think you're good, decent people.
因为当我看这里这班人的时候，我看见你们都是一些好人。You
might think and care about justice, about helping the poor.
你会关心公义，你会想去帮穷人。
About alleviating world hunger.
会解决世界饥荒的问题。
Caring for the environment. I think good citizens like yourselves care about that.
你会关心环境的问题，好像你是一些好人，你应该会关心这些问题。
Well, if there's no resurrection from the dead, what's your motive to do that?
如果是没有复活这件事的时候，那我们做这些事有什么动机呢？
Because if you just believe we're just here by accident, just in this world to just do our best,
如果你同我只係相信我哋嘅存在，只係一啲嘅機緣嘅巧合，我哋只係喺呢個世界上面做自己最好嘅嘢嘅時候，
if there's no resurrection from the dead, everything's going to burn up. The sun, burn up, you're dead. Period.
如果冇復活呢件事嘅時候，呢個太陽遲早就會消滅消毀，我你同我都要死。
So with that worldview, why sacrifice for others? Why? Why bother?
如果你有呢個世界觀嘅時候，你點解為其他人犧牲呢？點解做啲咁無聊嘅嘢？
Because your worldview will say, if you don't believe in the resurrection of the dead, that's it. It nothing will make any difference.
如果你嘅世界觀就係話冇復活呢樣嘢嘅時候，就係咁樣啦，冇乜嘢做可以去改變任何嘅嘢。
But in contrary to that, if the resurrection of Jesus happened, and I truly believe it did, that means there's infinite hope.There's infinite reason to pour your life out to the needs of the world.
但相反嚟讲，如果呢个复活嘅事实系真嘅时候，同时我亦都相信呢件系真嘅时候，我哋有好多嘅原因，好多嘅盼望，要去将我哋嘅生命去献出嚟去做呢啲嘢。
You see, some people think you just raised spiritually.
有啲人谂话啊，你长大只不过系即系受呢啲教育。
The problem of that is, then it's all about you.If he just rose spiritually, it's just all about you.
如果你只係諗住可能你只係會係諗住自己。
It's about you finding a new dimension of your so-called spiritual life.
可能你只係去諗考慮自己去揾一個喺屬靈上嘅生活。
But if Jesus Christ physically rose from the dead, it changes everything.
如果耶稣基督实在系肉身上边系从死里复活嘅时候，一切嘅都要改变。
Christianity becomes good news, the best news you'll ever hear.
基督教就成为你所听到最好嘅消息。
News that'll warm your heart.
呢个消息会温暖你嘅心。
Precisely because it just doesn't just warm your heart.
因为佢做嘅就系要温暖你嘅心。
Because Easter means that the world where there's injustice.Where there's violence, where there's poverty.
因为这个世界上面有不公义，有贫穷，有暴力。
God is not prepared to tolerate that. He uses Christians to change things.
神不会容忍这些事，神要去用基督徒去改变这些事。
He uses Christians to work and to plan and to use the energy of God to change things.
神要用基督徒所做的事去改变这些事。
He uses Christians, ordinary Christians, to do that.
他用基督徒一般的普通的基督徒去做这些。
Jesus enables them to do that.
耶稣基督帮助他们去做这些事。
Peter says in his great speech in Acts 2, it is impossible. It is impossible for death to keep its hold on him. Referring to Jesus, it is impossible.
彼得在《使徒行传》第二章他那里说，因为他原不能被死拘禁。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because he is God's son.
因为他是神的儿子。
And God could not and would not leave him dead.
神不会也不能够去由他是留在死里面。
You see, the resurrection is the proof. It's the proof of who Jesus really is, the son of God.
这个复活证明了神是耶稣基督是神的儿子。
It proves his identity and his authority.
证明了他的身份，证明了他的主权。
And Jesus asks you this morning, just like he asked Martha in that morning in the first century, do you believe this?
耶稣基督今天早上问你，就好像问马大一样，你相不相信？
Well, that's the challenge. How about the reasons?
我们刚才讲的挑战，那我们现在讲的原因是怎样？
Verse 23, if you don't mind, Mark, thank you.
第23节。
Jesus told her, your brother will rise again. Verse 24, yes, Martha said, he will rise when everyone else rises the last day. And Jesus told her, I am the resurrection and the life. Anyone who believes in me will live even after dying.
第23節耶穌說話，你兄弟必然復活。馬大就說，我知道在末日復活的時候他必復活。耶穌對他說，復活在我，生命也在我，信我的人雖然死了也必復活。
I alluded to in the first part of the message under challenge that Martha really didn't believe. And she believed in the general resurrection of the righteous at the end of time. That's what she's saying here.
我们刚才都提到马大就好像当时的其他犹太人一样，他们相信的是在世界终结的时候所有的人都复活，不是单单一个人复活。
Because unlike the Greeks of the first century, the Jews saw the material and physical world as good, as very good.
不像当时的希腊人、犹太人看这个物质的世界是好的。
You see, for the Jew, death was not a liberation from the material world.
犹太人看死亡不是从这个物质的世界里面得到释放。
You see, that's what the Greeks thought.
那个是希腊人的看法。
The Jews thought death was a tragedy.
犹太人看死亡是一个悲剧。
And in the first century, many Jews had come to hope that someday, just like Martha says, someday in the future there would be a bodily resurrection of all the righteous.
在当时的犹太人讲话到有一天所有的人都会一起复活。
And this would occur when God renewed the entire world and removed all the suffering and injustice.
在那个时候神就会去更新这个世界，将所有的痛苦所有的东西都拿走。
That's a very important point to understanding this passage.
要明白这段经文，我刚才所说的。
Because the idea of an individual resurrection like Lazarus was nonsense, according to the Jew. In the middle of history, that doesn't happen.
因为在历史里面，当时的犹太人来讲，一个人单单一个人，好像拉撒路就这样复活，这件事是不可能发生。
Because it was unthinkable to think, well, there's still injustice, there's still sickness, there's still decay, there's still death, so why rise up from the dead?
因为对他们来讲，当时仍然有不公平的事，仍然有饥饿，仍然有死亡，为什么在那个时间复活呢？没什么可能。
So anyone in the first century who was a Jew, if you asked them, oh, by the way, Lazarus was risen from the dead.
因为如果你问当时的犹太人，第一世纪的犹太人，你跟他说话，哦，拉撒路刚刚在死里面复活。
You know what the person on the street would say? Are you crazy?
那个人会说你是痴痴。
That's ridiculous because there's still poverty around us. There's still injustice. There's still a lot of death.
因为他们会说没可能的，为什么？因为我们当时那里还有很多的贫穷，很多不公义，很多的死亡。
That's why, in verse 46 and following of John 11, many didn't believe, even after Jesus rose Lazarus from the dead.
所以跟着的46节，在耶稣基督将拉撒路复活之后，依然很多人不相信。
I couldn't print out the entire chapter. The entire chapter is like 57 verses. Verse 46 just alludes to the fact that they went to the Pharisees. Pharisees are Jesus' enemies. See, they didn't really believe.
我们不能够将整章的经文讲出来，我只是在第46节的时候，就有很多人走去见那些法利赛人。
And Martha didn't believe because in verse 39 of our text, what does she say? He says, don't roll away the stone. It's going to stink.
马大在39节都说他自己都不相信，因为他叫耶稣不要滚开个石头，因为那时会很臭。
Because she didn't believe that Jesus could rise someone from the dead.
因为他不相信耶稣基督可以令到死人复活。
And what does Jesus respond in verse 40? Didn't I tell you that you would see God's glory if you believe?
耶稣基督就对他讲话，我不是对你讲过话，如果你信的时候就必看到神的荣耀吗？
You see, if you've been with us over the weeks, the Gospel of John tells us a lot about Jesus.
约翰福音讲咗俾我哋好多关于耶稣嘅嘢。
We've seen already the bread of life.
我哋睇过佢系生命嘅粮。
The water of life.
佢系生命嘅水。
The light of life.
佢系生命嘅光。
What does all that mean?
呢啲系咩意思咧？
His life. That's what he's saying. I am.Resurrection and the life. I have life.
他所讲的就是他是生命，他自己讲话我是复活，我是生命的。
You can't be any simpler. You need bread. You need water. You need light to live.
你需要粮食，你要水，你要光去生存。
You can't live without those things.
没了这些东西，你都不能够生活。
Neither can you truly live apart from Jesus.
同样的，离开了耶稣基督，你都不能够生活。
You need to know Jesus in a saving way.
你要去认识耶稣基督佢嘅拯救。
And so the question that Jesus poses to Martha is very, in various ways, is the question he asks you this morning.
所以耶稣基督对马大问嘅问题，同样今日都系对你问。
What do you believe about me?
你信我啲乜嘢咧？
He asks Martha, "Do you believe that my delay in coming here was for our purpose?"
佢问马大话：我迟嚟系咪有我嘅目的咧
？Because earlier in the chapter, what we read, Jesus is close by, less than 2 miles away.
因为喺嗰段经文之前都睇到话耶稣基督系好近嗰个地方。
When he heard about the death of Lazarus, his friend, so why wait? Why did he wait 4 days? He's only 2 miles away.
所以当佢听到拉撒路要死嘅时候，点解要等咗四日先至去到嗰度咧
？And Jesus asks us too: Do you believe that the glory of God can be shown in even your worst circumstances？
同样嘅，佢问你：你相唔相信神嘅荣耀可以喺你最坏嘅境况里边彰显出嚟
？He asks you this morning: Do you believe even in your trials of life？
他问你，甚至在你生命的试炼里面，你相不相信
？That Jesus is revealing the love of a Savior who has committed Himself to you permanently.
耶稣彰显了一个爱你的救主，是完完全全的、永远的对你去委身。
Or do you believe that God's not home? He's not answering the phone. In fact, He's leaving the phone off the hook.
你相不相信神是不会？不会回答你，他甚至乎将他的电话挂起，不听你的电话。
What do you believe?
你相不相信
？What do you believe about the person, the promise of the resurrection? What do you believe?
你相不相信耶稣？相不相信耶稣他的应许，他的复活
？Resurrection from the dead changes everything about your life.
从死里的复活，去改变了你一切的生命。
Jesus tells Martha, "Lift up your eyes from your circumstances, from the death of your beloved brother."
耶稣基督对马大讲话：你要将你嘅眼睛从你而家嘅处境里边去挪开，去望上边。
Turn your eyes away from the household of mourners。
你唔好再睇成屋嘅为到拉撒路哭丧嘅人。
Turn your eyes away from your own shattered plans of life。
唔好再睇你自己嘅生命系几咁崩溃。
Your shattered hopes, your shattered dreams for you and your family. Turn from them, he says, and turn and look at me.
佢唔好再睇你自己嘅生命，你自己所啲嗰啲破落咗嘅盼望，你要去睇我，睇耶稣基督。
Jesus did not say in our text that he will give resurrection and life. What does he say? I am the resurrection and life. I am.
耶稣冇讲过话我俾复活，佢话我自己就系复活生命。
That's of utmost importance.
呢个系最重要嘅
，because。That's where God confirms the final authority of His Son Jesus.
因为神就系咁样去肯定咗耶稣基督嘅主权。
His authority is over all things, including your life, all things.
佢嘅主权喺万有之上，甚至乎喺你嘅生命之上。
His authority is over everything that could ever separate you from Him.
喺嗰啲任何嘅嘢都唔能够将你同。耶稣基督分开，因为他的主权是在这些东西之上。
Even death itself.
甚至乎死亡自己。
You see, by his resurrection, Jesus is given authority. Authority to be the Son of God.
耶稣基督的复活是有一个主权给了耶稣基督，就是神的儿子的主权。
You've got to remember the big framework of the Gospel of John to understand that.
你要去看看，你要去记得约翰福音那个架构。
Because what's the whole point of the Gospel of John?
《约翰福音》整卷书的 目的在哪里呢
？It's to get you to believe like you never believed before.
就是要你相信，不像你以前的相信一样。
Believe in what?
相信什么呢
？John 20:31 summarizes it: Jesus the Christ is the Son of God, and that by believing, we will have life in His name.
《约翰福音》第20章23节讲话，耶稣基督就是神的儿子，在你要相信的时候，你就在他的名里面有生命。
You know, as I look out, I see a lot of blank faces. And that tells me something. That says, so what? So what, Wilson? So what?
我看到在座当中很多目无表情的人，那可能我知道你在想什么，你说，那又怎么呢？
He wants you to really believe. He wants you to really believe.
他想你真的相信，真的相信。
He wants you to believe deep down, layer after layer, to believe.
他想你的心里面，深深里面是真的相信。
You know why? Because he wants you to be quickened with his power. With his power to do something for him.
因为为什么呢？因为他神想将他的能力去给你，去为他做一些事。
In response to his love for you.
去回应神给你的爱。
You know, everything about the resurrection speaks about empowered newness.
所有关于复活的事都是讲到新的生命里面有能力。
Eugene Peterson, a former pastor, writes, the Bible is not a script for a funeral service, but it's the record of God always bringing life where we expected to find death. Everywhere is the story of the resurrection.
有基督徒的作家他说圣经不是要用来在丧礼上面用的。圣经是有很多神的证据讲到在死里面我们可以找到复活，整本圣经都是关于复活。
The resurrection enables you to live differently.
这个复活帮助你去过一个不同的生命。
Because we're given something permanently.
因为有一些东西已经永远地给了我们。
That we didn't have before.
是我们以前没有的。
The agent of our transformation, the one who enlivens us day by day as we grow in God, is the Holy Spirit.
因为有这个圣灵是每一天是活在我们的生命里面帮助我们去改变。
And the believer in Jesus Christ has been united to Jesus Christ. You're united to Him.
相信的人已经同基督一起联合。
In a living, in a vital way.
是活着一个有活力的生命。
And you receive.Life and power through His Holy Spirit.
藉著聖靈，你接受了祂的能力，祂的生命。
You see, Jesus' resurrection changes everything. Changes everything.
耶稣基督的复活改变了一切。
Here's another reason that you ought to consider.
另一个原因你要去考虑复活这件事。
If you're a human being, you have a desire to be loved. We all want to be loved. We all want to be cherished.
如果你是一个人的时候，你是想被人爱，我们每一个人都想被人去痛爱。
And not only do we want to be loved, we want to be happy.
不单止我们想被人爱，我们想开心。
Right? You ever look in a Chinese menu? They always have a dish happy family. Why? Why?
在英文版的餐牌的时候，经常都有一个说开心家庭这个菜。
Because when we look at that menu item, we say, hey, that's got to make me happy.
当我们看这个餐牌的时候，我们说这个菜一定会令我开心。
By the way, usually disappoints, right?
通常我们都会失望。
We live in a fallen world. A fallen world.
我们活在一个破落的世界。
Even the best of human love is transient.
人类最好的爱都是短暂的。
Our deepest happiness, we usually place our happiness in our circumstances.It's transient. It changes.
我们的开心，我们的快乐都是短暂的，因为是基于我们的环境，我们的处境。
You know, if you know the root, again, young people are studying for SATs, so what's HAP? Happiness, HAP. What does that, what's HAP mean?
英文的快乐头几个字，这个短语是什么意思呢？
The root HAP means chance.
那个意思就是说机会。
Like the word haphazard. Haphazard, H-A-P, haphazard.
就好像英文这个 haphazard 这个字。
You see, happiness is inevitably chancy.
这个快乐其实就好像只是机会。
You know why?
为什么?
Because it's dependent on happenstance or circumstance.
因为是基于那个处境。那个环境。
And all sorts of things can undermine happiness, like time, change, tragedy.
所以很多的东西可以去阻碍了快乐这件事发生，好像时间、悲剧。
Now there's nothing intrinsically wrong about happiness.
快乐是没说是不对的。
But here's the problem.
但是问题在哪里呢?
If you're trying to build your life,On your circumstances to make you happy.
如果你尝试在你的处境里面去建筑你的生命，令到你自己有快乐的时候，
you'll quickly find out that it's that basis is too flimsy, too insecure.
你就好快就會發覺咁樣嘅建基喺呢樣嘢上邊嘅時候係唔安全唔穩陣。
The answer is not to reject happiness; it's to go beyond happiness to what Jesus calls joy.
嗰個答案就係話我哋唔可以停留喺快樂裏邊，我哋要去超越呢個快樂，就係耶穌所講嘅喜樂。
That's why Jesus always says, like in John 15:11, I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete.
耶稣基督在约翰福音15:11这样讲，这些事我已经对你们说了，是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
Why is joy different from happiness?
为什么喜乐和这个快乐这么有不同呢？
Because of its ultimacy, it will be fulfilled.
因为这个喜乐最终是会得到满足。
It's a profound reality regardless of your circumstances.
这个喜乐，因为这个喜乐是基于，不是基于你的处境。
Because joy, according to the Bible, is rooted in God.
因为根据圣经，这个喜乐是建基于神。
And God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, says the Bible.
圣经讲神在昨日、今日和以后都是不变的。
And that joy is empowered by what? The resurrection. The resurrection from the dead. That joy is empowered by the resurrection from the dead.
而这个喜乐的能力在哪里呢？就是在从死里面的复活得到。
Joy doesn't depend on the right income.It doesn't depend on the right spouse, to find the right spouse. It doesn't depend on the right mix of your work world and your social world.
这个喜乐不是基于你的要有一定的收入，不是基于说你要找到一个对的配偶，不是基于说你的工作和你的社交的生活是怎样。
It's present even in your darkest days.
甚至乎在你最幽暗的那个日子，这个喜乐都会可以存在。
Let me give you a quick example. I recommend reading The Hiding Place, Corey Ten Boom.
又给一个例子，我建议大家看一本书叫 Hiding Place.
Corey Ten Boom is a true Christian of past generations.
这个作者是一个上一代的基督徒。
She exercised her faith by hiding Jews who were being persecuted by the Nazis.
他在当这个纳粹党去迫害犹太人的时候，他将这些犹太人收起来。
And she and her family suffered for that. They were placed in a Nazi concentration camp, Ravensbrück.
因为这样，这些纳粹党就捉了他和他的家人，放在一个集中营里面。
And she recounts in her book that she certainly did not feel, quote unquote, happy there.
他在他的书讲到说，当他在那段的日子的时候，他没有感觉到快乐。
But she attests, I felt the joy of God.
但是她说我感觉到神的喜乐。
Let me give you another example, empowered newness.
让我给另一个例子，是讲到更新的时候有一个能力。
The resurrection from the dead shows that we're more than flesh and blood.
这个死里复活，它证明了我们不是只是一个肉身那么简单。
God meets our need for being loved.
神去满足咗我哋想被人爱嘅需要。
All of us were created to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
我哋每一个人被造嘅时候系可以被圣灵去充满。
It is contact with the love of God that fulfills your need for love.
呢个系神要去满足你要得到爱嘅呢个需要。
It addresses your problem of insecurity.
去根治咗你有呢个唔安全感嘅呢个问题。
It fills your emptiness when you're alone.
满足咗你当你孤单嘅时候嗰个需要。
God is what our hearts long for ultimately, but the problem is we don't realize that.
我哋神系能够满足我哋永恒嘅需要，但系个问题系我哋唔知道。
God receives us as we are, even though we reject Him.
神去接纳我哋。就是这样的人，甚至乎是我们拒绝他的时候。
He knows all about our unloveliness and still loves us greatly.
无论我们是几咁不可爱，但是神依然是爱我们。
Let me ask you why, especially if you're, I guess it doesn't matter if you're young or not, why do we always long to be loved.
點解我哋係想去被愛呢？
We want to be nourished. We want to be understood. We want to be loved to the core of our being.
我哋想被人去愛，我哋想喺我哋嘅心心裏邊係被人去觸摸。
Why is it that we long for intimacy?
點解我哋想有一個親密關係？
We need as human beings a vast range of human contacts.
我哋作為一個人，我哋要去同人有一個好大嘅接觸。
But let me ask you, why do we still feel alone?
但係點解我哋同人接觸咁多嘅時候，我哋依然係覺得孤單
？Even when our relationships are working, why is it that we feel only partially fulfilled?
甚至乎我哋同人嘅關係好好嘅時候，但係我哋都唔覺得有呢個滿足感嘅。
Put it another way, why isn't human love enough for us?
換句話講就係話點解人嘅愛唔能夠唔係對我嚟講係唔足夠嘅
？Well, the resurrection from the dead.Shows us that we are more than emotional and physical beings.
一個死裡復活呢件事，讓我哋睇到我哋唔單止係一啲一個肉身上，又或者係感情上。
We're spiritual beings, also. We need a spiritual being.
我哋亦都係一個係屬靈嘅人，我哋需要有屬靈嘅。
You see, our desire for love goes very deep.
我哋想渴求有爱呢件事系好深的。
That points to our deepest longing for God.
去指向到喺我哋嘅心心里边，我哋想得到想有神。
You know, I talk to a lot of people. Why is it that when we see a door and we long to be with that group of people, we long to be on the inside of that door? Why is that so?
我哋同好多人讲话，当我哋去到一个门，门后边有一啲人，我哋想同佢去一齐嘅时候，点解我哋想开呢个门
？There's an ache to be accepted. We want to be accepted. We want to be liked.
我哋想被人去接纳，我哋想人哋去中意我哋。
But here's the problem: to find God, to pray, to worship isn't easy.
个问题就系话，要去揾一个神，我哋要去敬拜。
And one Christian writer puts it this way, because it's so difficult, we're always ready to go for something easier, especially if that something seems to include all the essentials of worship.
有个人咁样讲话，点解我哋唔会咁做？系因为我哋好容易就去揾一啲更加容易嘅嘢，我哋去敬拜，甚至乎有一啲系好似系有敬拜嘅物质。
That's why we go astray and we dabble in every other thing except.Knowing God.
所以我哋好容易去揾其他嘅嘢，而唔去揾神。
Here's the solution. You have to realize you're incomplete. You're incomplete as a human being, apart from knowing God.
你要知道，你離開神唔係一個你自己唔會係一個完全嘅人。
And the more you know that you're incomplete, the more you'll long to be with God.
你更加當你更加多你唔係一個完全嘅人嘅時候，你就更加渴慕神。
Why do people get caught up in romance?
點解咁多人喺呢個愛情之中
？Because it closely mirrors what we're looking for.
因為好相似嘅就係我哋想揾到嘅嘢。
But then we get disappointed.
但我哋好快就會失望。
Even the best marriages let you down.
甚至乎最好嘅婚姻都讓你失望。
So what's the cause? We looked at the challenge, the reasons, the examples. What's the cause that the resurrection from the dead changes everything?
咁點解呢個復活從死裏復活可以改變咁多嘢
？Well, when Jesus saw Mary grieving and her friends grieving, what did Jesus do?
當耶穌睇到瑪利亞同埋其他嘅人去哀傷嘅時候
，In verse 35 says Jesus wept.
在35節他說耶穌哭了。
Verse 38 of John 11 tells us that Jesus being deeply moved came to the tomb of Lazarus.
在38節講到說耶穌基督來到拉撒路的墳墓的時候他是感動。
I mentioned this the other week. Do you know what that word moved means in the original languages in Koine Greek?
在聖經的原文講到是感動這個事是什麼意思呢?
Verse 38 being Deeply moved, he moved in front of the tomb. What does that, you know what that word moved means? Sheer, raw anger.
喺嗰个感动嗰个字嘅意思就系话系有觉得有愤怒喺入边。
Don Carson, a commentator, says that Jesus was outraged in spirit as he stood before the tomb of his friend Lazarus.
有个圣经嘅学者佢讲话，当耶稣基督企喺拉撒路嘅坟墓嘅面前嘅时候，佢喺灵里边系觉得好愤怒。
Let me ask you, didn't Jesus know he's going to raise him from the dead? So what's he outraged about? Is he outraged? Is he crying because everybody else is crying? That they don't know he's going to raise him from the dead?
如果咁，我要问你啦，如果耶稣基督知道将拉撒路复活嘅时候，点解佢咁愤怒？点解佢要哭咧
？You know why Jesus outraged?
点解咧
？He's outraged at death.Death itself.
佢系对向佢系愤怒，系因为死嘅缘故。
Because he knows that death will separate us from the living God.
因为佢知道死亡会将我哋同呢个活神嚟分开。
Because the Bible says the wages of sin is death. We are sinners. We will die.
因为圣经讲话罪嘅代价就系死，我哋都系罪人，我哋会死。
It's necessary for Jesus to be outraged at death.
所以耶稣系需要去向呢个死亡系。
Because Jesus came to conquer sin, death, and hell at the cross for us.
Because 耶稣基督嚟到喺十架上边，就系要战胜呢个罪，战胜呢个死亡，呢个地狱。
You know, when you grieve, when you grieve without outrage, that's just sentimentality.
如果你系哀伤但系冇愤怒嘅时候，你只不过系呢个用紧你嘅感情。
But outrage without grief hardens us in self-righteous arrogance.
如果有憤怒但係冇呢個哀傷嘅時候，就會讓我哋嘅心係剛硬，我哋變得係自大。
Only Jesus can perfectly rage against death.
只有耶穌基督佢自己係正確嘅，佢向呢個死亡係有憤怒。
You see, the cause of the change is the mission. The mission of Jesus, he's going to destroy that which ultimately will destroy us.
耶穌要做嘅嘢就係佢要去。毀滅嗰啲要毀滅我哋嘅人。
And that's why he dies.
所以佢要死。
That's why he goes to the cross.
所以佢喺十架上边。
For the sin, our sin that causes us to die.
就系为住嗰个罪，嗰个罪系促使到，即系让我哋系付上呢个死亡嘅代价。
And he's raised from the tomb to display his authority over death itself.
他从死亡里面复活，去显示了他在死的上面是有他的主权。
You see why Jesus rising from the dead changes everything?
你知道为什么耶稣基督从死里面复活改变了一切呢？
God makes a promise to those who believe through the Apostle Paul, Romans 8:11, the Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you, and just as he raised Christ from the dead, he will give life to your mortal body.By the same Spirit living within you. Romans 8:11.
保罗在罗马书第八章第十一节佢呢度讲，然而叫耶稣从死里复活者的灵，若住在你们心里，那叫基督耶稣从死里复活的，也必藉着住在你们心里的圣灵，使你们必死的身体又活过来。
Jesus asks you personally this morning, do you believe this?
耶稣基督今朝早上去问你，你相唔相信？
Finally, what's Martha's answer to that question? Verse 27.
最后马大喺廿七节嘅回答嗰个问题系乜嘢咧？
Yes, Lord, I have believed that you are the Christ, the Son of God, even he who comes into the world.
他说主啊，我相信你是基督，是神的儿子，他来到这个世界上面。
Father, I ask for your help that we would consider the historical fact that Jesus rose from the dead.
天父，我们求你去帮助我们，我们去考察耶稣基督在从死里复活这个历史的事实。
I pray for those who do believe.
我为到那些相信的人。
They would know this better than they did before today.
让他们今天是更加能够明白。
Lord, may you visit us.
主求你来到我们这里。
With your presence.
让你的同在与我们一起。
Teach us the reality of the resurrection.
教导我们死里复活这个事实。
For all of us here, Lord, need to ponder that this morning.
因为我们这里每一个人今天早上我们都要考试去想这个问题。
For the good news is, Jesus saves sinners like ourselves.
个好消息就是说耶稣基督是救罪人，好像我们一样。
All of us here have gone astray one way or another.
我们每一个人在他们的地方上面都是走开了，离开了你。
It might have been even just this morning.
甚至乎可能是这个早上。
Thinking that we're better, more righteous than our brother or sister.
我们以为我们自己比我们的弟兄姊妹更加好，更加公义。
Thanks be to God for the blood and righteousness of Christ.
我们感谢神耶稣基督的宝血和他的公义。
Because even though we sin constantly,
因为虽然我们经常犯罪，
you love us anyway and always.
但你依然是爱我们。
And your death and resurrection proves that.
你从死里复活去证明了这件事。
May we understand that more and more.
让我们更加多的明白。
We ask that in Jesus' name. Amen.
奉主耶稣的名求。